Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gerber. And today I'm fighting for you for the Foxhole Freedom in North Carolina. Here to tell you straight, to be brutally honest about everything. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We're on the road this week. We're going to talk more about that coming up. But here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Planet Fitness, more like a falling star these days as the fitness giant is seeing collapsing stock prices over allowing men to use the women's locker room, no matter if little girls are in there. It's disgusting. Number two, the number of dead after a terrorist attack in Moscow at last report, 137. ISIS claiming responsibility for that horrible attack, but Vladimir Putin is hammering on Ukraine and some of the deadliest attacks in the ongoing war there in years. And number three, if you ever thought the left quietly, after the disastrous presidency of Joe Biden, if you thought they would slink out of the room silently and in complete shame for what they've done to this country, well, you were certainly wrong. But my guess is most of you already figured that out. They have no intention of leaving, not peacefully, and hopefully not ever in their minds. Of course, most politicians never admit they're wrong, any of them. But this is so much worse. They have pummeled the economy, left the southern border wide open, overseen a massive spike in violent crime around this country, all over, in fact, and entangled us into positions of weakness and vulnerability in foreign wars, wars that could lead to our direct involvement before it's all over. And that, of course, pushes us to the brink of World War III. And if you think that's just rhetoric, you're not paying attention, not closely. Yes, Democrats and the weak-willed, spineless Republicans that let it happen should all apologize loudly for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but instead they're stepping on the gas to step on your rights as American citizens, targeting free speech as hate speech and treating speaking up and telling the truth as some kind of crime in modern America. You see, they want to demolish the First Amendment, and that's just a good start for them. It's quite clear they have a lot on their agenda. They want to criminalize driving your car to work, heating and cooling your home, having hot water, or even having a refrigerator to keep your food cold. They want to criminalize all the things that make first world countries, well, first world countries. They want to force you to live under some eco-terrorist mindset that basically says that anything you do is an assault on the planet, and there should be penalties for such behavior, so they are mapping out what those penalties should be for you. Not for them, of course. They want to divide you by race while screaming racism. They applaud the lowering of standards under the misguided idea that somehow by doing so, the world would be a better place. That also feeds the fictional need of more diversity, equity, and inclusion, as if I picked my doctor based on race or gender. Newsflash, I don't. They've spent the past 20 years or more coming after Christians and painting Christians as the bad guys in America. They've also shown their true colors when it comes to Jews, too. In fact, if you are a follower of either, you almost are certainly a racist, a white supremacist, a white nationalist, and according to this administration, are the biggest threat to this nation. Shocking. It's all a lie, but they don't care. They don't care about you or your kids or your quaint little church and church family and church on Sunday. They don't care about those things. They care about two things. Two things, power and money. Maybe that's always been true, but now they see a chance to run it all the way down the throats of simple serfs and simple-minded peasants. They see a path to one-party rule, and they will stop at nothing to get it. Over the weekend, the Democrats and their weak-willed, spineless Republican cohorts unveiled a new unconstitutional assault on you. They announced that there is a brand new effort to come after your guns. Not shocked, are you? One that is completely illegal from what I can tell, but again, they don't care. They don't care. Here's gun czar, the newly appointed gun czar, the czar of everything, Kamala Harris rolling out the frankly illegal NERPO department. Listen to this.
The second reason I am here is to announce that today I am launching the National Resource Center for Red Flag Laws. And this National Resource Center will be a place where we will, through that, provide for training for local leaders on how to use red flag laws and keep communities safe.
Ah, yes, keep communities safe. Yeah, here comes NERPO, the National Extreme Risk Protection Order. NERPO has kind of a nerdy ring to it, doesn't it? NERPO means they can confiscate your guns if someone files a complaint, anonymously, by the way. Many states have these so-called red flag laws. That's what this is. a nationalization, a federalization of red flag laws. States have this. In fact, every state in America has some method to do this if you're considered a danger. In Florida, it's called the Baker Act. In California, it's 5150, but that doesn't matter. They've created a new agency to teach locals how to come after you and your guns. Let that sink in for a moment. They're going to educate the local police department, the local sheriff's department, anybody, local health department. Oh, he couldn't balance his checkbook. He probably shouldn't have a gun. Listen to Kamala Harris again and how she casually slips this in. Oh, I also wanted to mention this. Listen to it.
The second reason I am here is to announce that today I am launching the National Resource Center for Red Flag Laws. And this National Resource Center will be a place where we will, through that, provide for training for local leaders on how to use red flag laws and keep communities safe.
Another way, National Emergency Risk Protection Orders, NERPO. And I want to be totally clear, this is what they're going for. And I say they because this is not something Congress put together. This is not something your member of Congress or your senators voted on. No, this is another unconstitutional power grab by Joe Biden and his ever more lawless administration. That's all this is. And think about how this will work. It's how things they do always work. They don't come right at you. They don't come right down the middle. They don't come out and admit, hey, we hate the Second Amendment. We don't think you should have guns at all as a private citizen. They don't say that. They don't come straight at you, even though that is always what they've thought. No, they instead claim they support lawful gun owners when they really don't. So, okay, instead of coming right at you, they work around the edges. They disqualify as many people as possible from owning guns and keeping it pretty quiet. I mean, if you were jammed up and the police came to your door and demanded you surrender all of your guns, who would you tell? I'm guessing a whole lot of people wouldn't tell anyone. You'd be embarrassed. And over time, they'll continue to use every tool in the box to make people forfeit their God-given right to self-defense and self-preservation. They will scan social media. No, let me get that. AI will scan social media. Analyze where you live. Study what you watch on TV. Look at what kinds of things you buy from the store. And what stores you spend your money will also be considered. Is it Cabela's and Bass Pro? Because then you're going to be flagged. Yes, this is happening. This is happening. Just the latest brazen assault on you, your country, and our Constitution. None of this is legal, but who's going to fight back? Think about this. Some poor schmuck gets his guns taken. He can't afford the $10,000 for a lawyer to get them back, so they're lost to him forever. And maybe his rights are taken away forever, too. Are you going to pay his attorney fee? No, probably not. Are you going to look out for him? No, probably not. At that point, you're probably going to keep your mouth shut and hope they don't come knocking at your door at 5 in the morning saying they got an anonymous tip that you were a threat to yourself or others. The attack on us from all directions is happening faster and faster. And that's what I mean. They don't come straight at you. They'll come around the edges. Pick this guy off and get her and get the guns away from these people quietly because none of that will make the front page news except when some poor schmuck gets shot in the process, which happens. So where we are, America. They're coming for your guns. Of course, they always have been. They're just more bold about it now. I'll take a break. Good to have you live from Western North Carolina. On the road, I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.